News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The NBRU have called for transport police to be introduced after new stats revealed antisocial behaviour on board train services, in-road errand services, rose by 43% in a two-year period. Dermot O'Leary, the NBRU General Secretary, says in-road errand is no longer safe for passengers, with more than 1,000 incidents of antisocial behaviour reported since the start of 2017. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, joins us. Do you have a problem with antisocial behaviour on your trains, Barry?
I think society has a problem with antisocial behaviour, Shane. I don't necessarily think it's disproportionately affecting us, but obviously the issue when you're on a train or indeed other modes of transport, as you're just discussing, is when you're in a confined space, it is very alarming for both customers and employees who are exposed to it. We have definitely seen an increase over the last couple of years. That was our own figures. We have increased security patrols in response to that. We have 22% more security patrols. And we work very closely with the Gardaí themselves in terms of where we have recurring issues or to monitor trends to make sure that we can tackle it and put the resources, both our own and liaise with the Gardaí effectively to address it.
Okay, I'm just looking at 1,000 separate incidents since the start of 2017. That's what, roughly two a day? That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that I suppose kind of ranges from general aggressive behaviour without it being violent, and I say that's not to underplay it.
No.
In terms of assaults on employees, which I know Dermot O'Leary was referring to in particular, there were 12 in 2016, 15 in 2017, and 6 so far this year. So, I mean, this is something that we obviously do have to counteract. And again, I wouldn't understate the effect on an employee who's, you know, be it an assault or be it threatened, that then impacts on them day to day and is an issue of concern to them. But I mean, the statement about safety to travel, we have 45.5 million journeys every year. The vast majority of those occur without any incident, and our job is to make sure that the incidents that do occur are reduced.
I'm just looking at an employee who's talking about his, I presume it's, well, it could be his or her, oh, it is, it's a man, saying his own experience. He was saying he's been kicked, he had a fire extinguisher thrown at him, he was attacked by youths wielding snooker balls in a sock. He repeatedly pushed, in one instance, after giving a lift in his own car to an injured colleague. They were both followed by a gang for almost an hour until Gardaí intervened. It's not, that goes way beyond the call of duty. I mean, in those circumstances, and obviously I take the point you're making, this isn't happening on every train journey, clearly, but isn't there an argument for saying if you have a transport police, A, they'll be on the scene an awful lot quicker, and B, it'll be a deterrent because the thugs who are engaging in this kind of activity will know, you know what, if I act a maggot here, there's a good chance that transport police will be along really sharply.
Well, I guess it's a case of kind of policing resource full stop. In terms of response, I would say that we do have very good cooperation from the Gardaí. Needless to say, the Gardaí have competing demands on their time as well, but we're dealing with serious incidents. We do get excellent response in that regard. I should say we obviously have CCTV on trains. We aggressively pursue prosecutions where there is a case of assault.
Okay.
As well.
No and, need for transport police, is that what
well,
you're
no, what I'm saying is we have very good response from the Gardaí, whether it is the Garda force, whether it's a different force. The issue for us is to ensure that there is good response.
Okay.
And we are always working with the Gardaí to ensure that.
Okay. Okay. Just before we let you go, can I just ask you an incident on Friday night on your DART service from Malahide? There was a concert on. One of our colleagues was on the train an hour and a half. She was stuck on the train at Portmarnock before eventually the doors were opened and they were told they had to get off, and she and her boyfriend had to, and everybody else on the train had to make their way from Portmarnock in the middle of the night. It seems like a really unacceptable event for your passengers.
Well, this was post the Liam Gallagher concert there in Malahide Castle, very busy night, a commuter train. There was somebody on board or one or more person that was interfering with doors. That meant the train came to a halt. And both it and a following train then behind were caught between Malahide and Portmarnock. So it was a very extensive delay. Again, I would say the Gardaí did respond to assist us with that. We did provide an alternative train behind that when eventually we were able to get to Portmarnock and get it cleared. But we apologise to everybody that was affected by it because it was a really significant delay. And after what was an enjoyable night out for
no communication, we're told, in that an hour and a half while they were stuck on the train.
Well, as I say, we did have a situation where we had to respond to the door issue, try to rectify that on board. I do know there were announcements made. I think there might have been some issue with the PA.
And was there definitely a follow-up then? Because the version of events we heard is this person had to walk quite a distance and finally get a taxi in order to get home.
Yes, no, there was, because when that train was taken out of service, we moved it out of the way empty. The train that was behind it on the line came through, and then there was a train from Malahide which was empty and took it up. But I fully accept that I'm sure some people did leave Portmarnock station given the extent of the delay that they had experienced.
Okay, it doesn't sound like a very, and we will leave it here, but it doesn't sound like a very satisfactory way of handling things.
It was a dreadful delay, and obviously the train was very, very busy. I think there was some antisocial behaviour on board as well. You know, we've had lots of concerts at Malahide and other areas and have been able to operate successfully.
Yeah, obnoxious behaviour, and nobody's defending that, and horrible. Yeah. But the idea of people, and you know, it could be a young woman walking on her own out of Portmarnock in the middle of the night on a Saturday night.
Yeah,
that seems to me like the duty of care does not seem to be followed through.
Well, there were employees and Gardaí at Portmarnock station when the train arrived in to advise that there was a following train. But I do know that some people did walk the back road of Portmarnock because of the extent of the delay to make their way home.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it there. Barry Kenny of Éireann Road Éireann, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.